Millions of people chase the dream of writing the movie screenplay that could sweep them out of obscurity and into the Oscar nominations. Novelist and regular day-to-day contributor Marcos McPeak Villatoro lives here in Los Angeles among many of these hopefuls, and he offers these reflections.
Poets starve in garrets, novelists go on the road for inspiration, but for screenwriters, only the local Starbucks invokes the muse. Here in Los Angeles, the latte and laptop brigade sit at tables by the window and the dark corner near the power outlets. They're visualizing the pitch. This one, Mr. Spielberg, take the adventure romance of Pirates of the Caribbean and cross it with the Manchurian Candidate, and that is what this movie's all about. If you visit the coffee shops often, you may witness a sad scene. Big close-up, a young hopeful's face goes from a glossy reverie to a certain silent chaos. The audience knows that if he ever gets to pitch that script, it won't be to Spielberg, but to an underling of Spielberg's underlings. Even so, there is hope. There's always a chance, one shot for that surprise happy ending that Hollywood is supposed to love so much. Next scene. Wide shot, the coffee shop near my college. 8 screenwriters, most younger than me, and this essayist watching them. I've never understood the attraction of writing in public. For me, it's a solitary craft, alone, in a room at home shut off from the world. But these screenwriters need to stay plugged in. They're alone, writing, but they're also in L.A., the land of dreams and possibility, where a big star could walk in any minute. That's why they don't cluster in the coffee shops in my barrio of Van Nuys. If you're planning a chance encounter, it's better to haunt Brentwood, Santa Monica, West Hollywood, or Malibu, where one day Arnold and Danny really might walk in, stop for a chat over a Frappuccino. So what if screenwriters are dreamers? Like all writers, they have to be. But they are different, too. Fixed at their corner tables, they are lost among plot and character and coffee stain, hoping to craft a story that someday you and I will not read, but see. Roll credits, fade to black.
Novelist and essayist Marcos McPeak Villatoro. His book, Home Killings, was released this week in paperback.